My name is David Hoy. I play center, left wing, or right wing, and I'm from Fort St. James, British Columbia.
David, tell us just a little bit about your journey this season, what teams you've had a chance to work out for, and how you ended up here in Olds.
Yeah, I started with the Portland Winterhawks in the WHL, and then things didn't really work out there, so I came to Olds and play for the Grizzlies this year.
You bet. So you now have two assists in your first three games here. You had a nice, hard-working play in this one to get you guys on the board in the third period. You know, just walk us through that moment as Wales, got you the first goal of the night.
Yeah, kind of, I don't know, just saw the D-man posted up behind the net and thought I could get a stick on him, and I did, and then Wales was in the right spot, and I hit him, and he buried it.
Yeah, you bet. So a couple times tonight, you're able to pressure their D and make things happen. Obviously, they've got off to a great start this season, but how did you feel yourself and your team, showed tonight against a very good white cord squad?
Yeah, I think we showed that we can compete with the best. And, I mean, we played a full 60, but we just got to find a way to kind of put the puck in the net, myself definitely included. So once we find that scoring knack, I feel like we're going to be hard to beat.
You bet. You guys were right there in the third period, had some chances when it was 2-1. Now, what do you think the difference in the night that wound up being?
I don't know. We played pretty well. I mean, maybe just discipline a little bit more. We took a couple penalties that costed us a goal. And other than that, I think we just gotta bear down on our chances.
You bet. You're working out there tonight with Jordan St. Louis and Braden Veldhuizen. How did you feel you guys assessed yourself as a trio?
I thought we did good. I mean, we definitely found the ozone a little bit. We got stuck in the D zone a bit. But, yeah, I think tomorrow we work on finding the net a little bit more, generating some more shots. But, yeah, I thought we did pretty good overall.
You bet. Who else stood out for you, either at forward or defense tonight, in terms of your side of the ledger?
I really liked Rhett Miller's game tonight. I liked they're playing against their top guys, and they shut them down pretty good. And, that's always lots of respect from the rest of the guys when you play a hard-working game like that. So, yeah, probably Rhett Miller.
You bet. What do you think your best strengths are out on the ice?
I'd say two-way game and just holding on to pucks, use my body. And then I feel like I have good hockey IQ. I can find my teammates, but I feel like I just have a good overall game.
You bet. Obviously, a lot of new arrivals here on the team, including yourself and Finn and some of the others. So how are you guys working to try and, generate some chemistry and get together on and off the ice here?
Yeah, I think a great group of guys here, so it's been easy to fit in, and we're gelling as a team. But I think on the ice, we're right there. We're about to click, and it's about to all come together.
Excellent. Tell us a little bit about your minor hockey background and maybe what your top minor hockey moment is.
Yeah, so I started in Fort St. James, BC, a small town. I played there for about 4 or 5 years. Then I went to Prince George, and then I moved down to Kelowna, and then I went to the Okanagan Hockey Academy. Played for there for my midget and bantam years. And then my favorite moment probably would be, winning. There's this tournament in Prince George that it's a pretty big tournament down there. We won that one year, so that was pretty cool.
What age were you at that point?
Pardon me?
What age were you at that point?
What age? I think I was in, I want to say, Pee-wee first year or Adam's second year.
Excellent. And again, often when the teams are in a losing streak, you look to, back on some fun moments there. So how do you guys keep it fun and then keep things moving in the right direction here, David?
Yeah, we're down 3 games in a row, but, we don't feel like we don't feel like those games set us back. I feel like we're still taking steps forward. So, it's good morale in the room right now. And, just as a group, we feel like we can keep pushing forward. And we don't feel like we're out of any game, really, right there.
You bet. And the last one for you, who is your hockey hero?
My hockey hero? Growing up, I watched a lot of the Coyotes because my cousin used to be a coach there. And so I like watching Shane Doan a lot. And then right now, I like Braden Point a lot.
Excellent. That's great choices. Yeah. Keep her going. Thanks for doing this, and it's great to meet you, David.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.